smoky and sleazy pure 60s Detroit, is what rock critics called this artist 12 years ago. It was Detroit by way of Devon, England, when teenager Joss Stone released her record, The Soul Sessions, and played the Mind, Body, and Soul Sessions concert series in New York City back in 2004. A big Aretha-sized voice and a petite-sized blonde singer was Joss Stone's signature when she launched onto the music scene. Today, her teen years are behind her, her voice is just as big, but her power as a singer has extended into the quiet spaces, finding inspiration in African pop, folk, and reggae.
Love me from your heart, love me from your soul. Take me as the one you chose, promise you my eyes, put your lips on my kiss, please love.
That track, Love Me, performed in our studio, is on her new album, Water for Your Soul, co-produced with reggae star Damian Marley. Joss Stone says she finds water for her soul everywhere, just like she finds music.
You know, when I first began, it was really like, you know, you're jumping into something. And I didn't even realize I was jumping into it, to be honest, because I just listened as a kid and I sang the type of songs that I liked to listen to. And it wasn't so much who sings that and where are they from. It wasn't the question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is. I suppose it's different maybe because of the TV and internet and things like that. And we're a small place too, you know. So really, we've got to just take from everywhere and just mash it up. Otherwise, we'd just be singing, you know, hymns in church and, you know, we'd just be stuck with one sound.
Or you'd be doing the whole Empire thing, and that's so expensive.
You know? It really is.
You lose friends then.
Totally.
It's much better to just do the music.
You know, open your arms and enjoy.
When did you learn that you had a big voice?
Oh, well, I think, you know, I used to try my best to sing along with Aretha Franklin.
That's a high bar.
That's high,
yeah.
And I never really could meet that bar, but it's good to kind of practice and learn from someone that is always going to be better than you. That's a really good thing. She's like the queen, the creme de la creme, as it were, a monster singer, like really amazing. So that was my kind of baby ears were hearing that. And then I would like try it, and sometimes it would go terribly wrong. But I did notice in my young singing life, that's all people ever wanted me to do. It was like, go on, Joss, do that thing where you go up there and go for it. And I was like, but my voice is tired and I can't do it. I just want to sing soft, you know. But now I mix the two.
Who's soft that you like?
Who's soft? Oh, Roberta Flack, definitely. And also, I know Gladys Knight is strong, but she has that really gorgeous when she does that. Oh my God, I love that. That's just, I could listen to her hum, you know, just forever.
Well, it's a pop thing, but it's also a gospel thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So do that Aretha thing that everyone asked you to do that wrecks your voice.
No, I can't. I couldn't possibly. Not now we've mentioned her name.
People will
be like, excuse me, lady.
No, mention
Miss Franklin's
I'll
name.
I'll apologize for you. Let's just do it this way now. What's your Aretha gear?
The Aretha gear is...
What's that sound like?
It's louder.
Yeah.
If I was to sing... Everybody walk hand in hand, get hold of your lane and push it together. Stuff like that.
That's nice.
And they'd be like, go on, do it again, do it again.
I won't
like,
do that. I won't do that.
No, I don't know.
That's great, though. Did you do that around the house when you were little?
Yeah. Okay. My dad would shout up the stairs... Just stop soling all over the place. You know, he would kind of tell me to shut up. So, yeah.
Why do you want to play in every country in the world?
You know, I think there's a couple of different reasons why. The overwhelming reason is I feel like, why should we leave places out? I suppose it's just me being literal. The term a world tour for me always meant exactly what I'm trying to do. It always meant, oh, so you play a gig in every country in the world. I guess that's just my way of thinking it. And then when I realized that that wasn't the case, and then I started to think, well, how come? Why we leave this one out? And then you realize, well, there's an answer to that question, and that's purely because they don't pay you enough. It's all about money. So I think that's a bit rough. So I'm kind of like, well, hang on. So we leave this place out because there's not enough money over there. Well, hang on, there's still people there. They still listen to the music, a lot of places. So that's kind of where the idea started. It's like, not putting a one place above another. But then, you know, now it's really spread. There's lots of different reasons why. I mean, music really brings people together in a beautiful manner anyway. I can talk to somebody while singing and we don't understand each other's language at all, but yet we completely understand each other. That's an amazing thing.
And is reggae something you grew up with, or is reggae a leap for you?
Yeah, reggae's kind of part of the food, I suppose, in the UK. There's a lot of reggae and soul music kind of everywhere, really. Mm-hmm. I guess because we're a melting pot.
So how did you and Damien get together?
So that happened because of Dave Stewart. So Dave called me and asked me to be part of this band, which was a supergroup in a way. So it was Mick Jagger, Dave and Damien and A.R. Rahman. So we had a lot of lovely different sounds.
That is a super group.
I guess it is a super group.
Nobody ever asked me to be in a super
group. Aw, maybe one day.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to ask me.
That's great.
You never know what can happen.
Yeah,
I felt pretty chuffed that I was the chick, you know, like I felt like, oh my God, I get to be Fergie, you know. I loved it. I thought I was so chuffed. So, you know, that was the project.
And so the two of you sort of eyed each other from across the band and, sort of said, we're going to.
That's exactly
work.
Right.
Yeah,
we did. It was funny because I really met him musically first before I chatted to him.
Mm-hmm.
We just got in a circle. And every day, actually, we did that. We all kind of, they got their instruments. I got my pencil. And we just jammed every day.
And, you know, you describe how these reggae jams turned into real songs. I mean, you dream that that happens. Often you listen to those tapes and you go, that was dreadful.
Yeah.
But you got some real gold here.
Yeah, I do feel like some of them were good, but some of them weren't, you know. The ones that weren't, you never get to hear.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. No, that some of them aren't so great. Yeah. But it's nice when it does work out. I find that when you listen to the writing sessions, a lot of the things that just happen, they stay, you know, so like the lyrics for me, maybe it's laziness. I don't know what it is, but whatever comes out of my mouth in that first thought, that's what is the lyric for the actual song. I quite like the process and how we can grab a moment and then take it into the future in a way.
Grammy Award-winning artist Joss Stone's new album is Water for Your Soul. She produced it with Damian Marley, and it's out now.